Today is Holy Thursday, the 17th of April. Salt of the Sound sings, "Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus." Today's reading is from the Gospel of John.
Now, before the festival of Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and to go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "One who has bathed does not need to wash, except for the feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean, though not all of you. For he knew who was to betray him. For this reason, he said, not all of you are clean. After he had washed their feet, he put on his robe and had returned to the table. He said to them, do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also must wash one another's feet, for I have set you an example, that you also should do as I have done to you.
Jesus washes his disciples' feet, a menial task of intimate service, even though he knows the shallowness of their commitment to him. Take time to imagine him touching you in this way. What are your thoughts and feelings? This is John's version of the Eucharist. We treasure the words, do this in memory of me, in that context, but less so with reference to humble service of others. Perhaps this service is just as sacred. What are your thoughts as you hear him say this? Listening to the reading again, what do you notice especially? What is Jesus saying or doing that stays with you at this moment?
And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, Lord, are you going to wash my feet? Jesus answered, you do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand. Peter said to him, you will never wash my feet. Jesus answered, unless I wash you, you have no share with me. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said to him, one who has bathed does not need to wash except for the feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean, though not all of you. For he knew who was to betray him. For this reason, he said, not all of you are clean.
How do you respond to Peter's reaction to Jesus washing his feet and Jesus' answer? Take time to extend this conversation as if you yourself were in this scene. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
For by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Amen.